I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
Welcome to Rich Text, a podcast about our cultural obsessions, like the end of one reality TV era and the beginning of another.
Oh, I'm getting emotional already. If you're listening today, you're already a paid subscriber to our audio and written newsletter, Rich Text, on Patreon. Thank you for being here. You quite literally make our work possible.
We're here today because we watched the finale of Summer House and the premiere of In the City, which is sort of like this one two-part bridge between Summer House and the new In the City series starring Kyle, Amanda, and Lindsay Hubbard.
Yeah, they really did the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills into Vanderpump Rules model, the Vanderpump Rules right into Summer House model. They love this.
Yeah. As someone who has not watched the show for a decade, as they were all hugging goodbye and like weeping, I was a little bit like, what's going on? Like, they can see each other literally anytime.
Oh, I was
they
zero
live in
confused.
The same city together. Right. And then I was like, wait, the core of this cast is never gonna do this again.
They weren't going to before the scandal.
Right. We don't know what's going to happen now, but it is. It's the end of an era.
Yeah. And it was giving me like very much summer camp vibes where it's like, which is the Summer House thing, right? Like you're all packed into this very intense social setting. It's a very intense way to form relationships, even if they're pre-existing relationships.
Yeah.
And then suddenly you're like all just going your separate ways. And it can feel very emotionally destabilizing.
No, I mean, it is a workplace relationship in the sense where even just because you live in the same city and you could technically still make plans doesn't mean that it's not sad to all get laid off, for example. And
exactly.
You know, you're never going to work together again.
No, exactly. So I understood it. I honestly got emotional just watching. But it's a real, real weird experience watching this all back, knowing what we know now.
Yeah, it's a more complicated and unfinished feeling narrative than we expected. Like, we didn't expect there to be these dangling threads back into Summer House. It was like Kyle and Amanda need to kind of grow up. They need to move on to an era of their life where they're focused on their family unit and whether that's going to like stand or fall. And Lindsay's focusing on her life as a single mom in the city. And instead, it's like now Amanda's in a relationship with the king of Summer House partiers. And like there's a feud between her and some of the old castmates. And it's like, oh no, now all the action is actually still back on Summer House.
Yeah. Yeah. You can just see production trying to kind of split the difference in this finale and premiere.
Yeah. I don't envy their task. So should we dive into this finale of Summer House?
Let's do it.
So we pick back up in the middle of the final party, which we touched on a little bit the other week. Confusingly, this party is like snow themed.
Yeah. Sexy snow bunnies. Ski bunnies.
It's summer and they're all wearing parkas. It looks miserable.
I was thinking so much about this. I kept being like, I really hope it's one of those like cool breeze Labor Day situation. Yeah.
I did finally Google the weather on this exact day, and it was like high 70s in New York, so maybe it wasn't too bad in the Hamptons.
And especially once the sun goes down, it's actually probably okay.
But a fur coat, you know, I think maybe still would be a bit much for me.
I do understand why Dara took the fur coat off.
They're all in their like enormous like Arc'teryx and like Canada Goose style jackets. It's like, guys, it's August.
Well, that's why you have to pair it with the bikini. You need airflow somewhere.
Yeah, that's the best way to keep cool. So we have like all of these threads that they're trying to kind of tie up. And one notable thread is Carl and Lindsay, they haven't really spoken since their on-camera breakup 2 years ago, 2 seasons ago. And they've spent 2 summers, both of them frequenting the house to various degrees, with Lindsay just clearly hating Carl's guts and basically avoiding him. And Carl seeming to think that if he just like acts chill, eventually they'll be good friends again.
But like, yeah, they needed to talk.
And finally, Lindsay initiates this conversation. She pulls Carl into an igloo to discuss her resentment at how he handled their breakup and how he